This is Nate and the Noise on SB Nation Radio. Here's your hosts, Sean Drotar and Nate Lundy.
32 after, on a Tuesday morning with you, Nate Lundy, Sean Drotar, SB Nation Radio from Mile High Sports in Denver. Thank you for being a part of the program. The coaching carousel is currently moving, as we said yesterday, with the exception of the Oakland Raiders. Every job in California is available, along with Denver, Jacksonville, and Buffalo. The question, though, has been brought up a couple of times. These rumors have circulated in years past as well, and that is whether or not Sean Payton remains with the Saints, whether or not the Saints would entertain moving him to another team, whether he himself wants to move to another team. So we go straight to the source, covering the Saints for SB Nation on Twitter at John J. Hendricks. John Hendricks joins us, as he has done before, to give us the latest on New Orleans. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, John. As you look at this situation, does this feel like a broken record for you as a Saints fan?
Yeah, a little bit of a broken record. I mean, we went through this last year, and I mean, this has been kind of a common theme. But, I mean, you know, that's kind of what you got to expect when you turn in three straight losing record at 7-9. And, you know, obviously fans demand better, and we're a little bit spoiled, in Peyton's first half of his career. And, you know, it's been kind of flat since 2013 after they were able to get in the postseason.
I guess that's where I want to go, because obviously Sean Payton is in demand, or all these teams wouldn't be talking about even potentially trading the Saints for him. But how do the Saints themselves feel, and the Saints fans feel about it? Has the message gotten stale? Do they feel it is time for Sean Payton to move on?
Yeah, there's a small minority that feels that it's time to move on from Sean Payton. And a lot of people are calling for general manager Mickey Loomis to go before Payton. But, you know, I think they work hand in hand. And Loomis has been around the organization, obviously, longer. He's involved with the Pelicans. But, you know, the thing is, the general sense is fans want him to stay. Players want him to stay. And they really have a chance to do something special next season. And what I mean by that is they're going to have salary cap space. They're not going to have a lot of dead money, less than $10 million, which is a huge accomplishment when you stack it up to the other years. They're going to have their draft picks. They've got a lot of returning players under contract. So the future does look bright for the Saints. But Sean Payton being in demand, he's a really good offensive genius, and so it's really appealing for teams that really have that interest in him.
John, do you feel that there's a certain amount of what Sean Payton does that is tied directly to Drew Brees? Do those two guys tend to occupy the same breath and the same sentence, and therefore, you know, here you have Drew Brees with another year on his contract to go through the 2017 season? Is some of the expectation that maybe these two guys are kind of joined at the hip, and once Drew Brees does something, that Sean Payton would then also follow?
Possible. I mean, you know, you look at their relationship, and the best way I could put it is they're two peas in a pod. I mean, they are really good friends. They are just so caring and loving of one another. And, you know, Payton, with what he said yesterday on WWL radio, was that, you know, obviously he plans to be back in New Orleans. He has 4 years left on his contract. He plans on honoring it. But I think the big question is, once they move off from Drew Brees, you don't really necessarily have a succession plan in place. And the fact is, Brees is only focused on just next year. And he was adamant about that in his end-of-year press conference, that's all he's going to worry about, is just playing out that final year and then see what happens from there. But, you know, he even told us that he's not happy again with, you know, another finish. He said he's getting tired of it. And, you know, for context, it's warranted when you put up strong numbers and have a top five offense consistently for the past decade. And you just sit here wondering, it's like, what else do they need to do?
Drew Brees puts up 5,000 yards again, which is just phenomenal. People kind of underrate how good that is. No other quarterback's done it more than twice. Drew Brees has done it five times, and they still finish 7-9. It feels like basically a repeat of last season. What does this team need to do in the offseason to make sure that these kind of campaigns by Brees aren't necessarily wasted by sitting aside when January begins?
Well, I tell you, the biggest thing is they're going to still have to focus on the defensive side. They have got to get a pass rusher that's opposite of Cameron Jordan, and a consistent one at that. They can look at it free agency. There's going to be some premier pass rushers in the draft that they can do. You know, and I think the biggest thing is, and Sean Payton preached the importance of this last season, this team really just has to get off to a strong start. I mean, starting 0-3, it's a death sentence for this team. you know, whether they start 0-3, 1-2, or they lose that first game, they just seem to not be able to overcome. They can rebound, get, you know, back to 500, but then they just absolutely get decimated. And the frustrating thing is, if you ever watch the Saints football, is when you got the offense clicking, the defense doesn't necessarily do their job. And then when you have the defense clicking and doing really well, the offense can't seem to put it together. So, and then you throw in some really big blunders on special teams, and then it all goes to the wayside. But, you know, the focus is for the team. They're going to have money. I think their first priority is locking up Nick Fairley and re-signing some of their own, and then they can look at who's available in free agency, and there's a lot of good picks that they can get to help this team.
Last one, John, for you, and I know this is a big speculation, but if something were to happen and Sean Payton were to leave, where would you handicap that he winds up?
Well, I tell you what, Rams and Broncos would probably be my first picks, obviously. Rams, it's a tough one to buy because, you know, that whole Greg Williams thing, but obviously if Peyton's in charge, Greg Williams probably wouldn't be there anymore. That's probably where I'd look at because they have appealing compensation, you know, even because people say, well, Rams don't have a first-round pick, but the Saints said they're not going to have a ransom, a king's ransom to ask. And really, when you think about this all, Peyton intends to be back, but this ball is kind of in Mickey Loomis's court right now, and they might solicit and get interest, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But Rams-Broncos would be the two teams that need him the most right now.
The site is Canal Street Chronicles. He's the managing editor for it. You find him on Twitter at John J. Hendricks, Saints CSC as well, part of SB Nation covering New Orleans on the NFL side of things. John, thanks this morning. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
John with us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click to find out how much you could save.
It seems like every year the Saints go through this, Nate. There's always a market,
which means
Sean
there's
got to
be a reason why it keeps happening,
right? Well, I mean, look.
And it's not just because other teams are interested in him. Because look, other teams would be interested in Bill Belichick, but you don't hear about that. I mean, other teams would have interest in any number of different
coaches.
And
it's because these offenses are phenomenal. I mean, Drew Brees puts up 5,000 yards with regularity, and that's unheard of. I'm literally unheard of. It doesn't happen. And the team still tends to go nowhere. So there ends up being sort of a disconnect between that franchise continually seeming to go 7-9 despite having a phenomenal offense. And I think their team's realizing maybe there's an opportunity to pry a guy who is essentially a bit of an offensive genius. Word gets thrown around a little too much, but I think you can say that Peyton's certainly one of the best offensive minds in football. I think because of that 7-9 record year in and year out, there's always the idea that maybe if the scenery changed, things could change and Sean Payton could find himself back in the Super Bowl again.
Well, and I think, you know, John brought up a really good point there. You're talking about a Saints team that doesn't necessarily have this succession plan in place.
They tried drafting Garrett Grayson in the third round a bit ago. Didn't work.
Right. Out of Colorado State. I mean, there's sometimes the appeal of the long-term job exists because you can sort of see not just where you are right now, but you can see the rest of the highway in front of you. Whereas I think other coaches wind up recognizing that the highway in front of them is not very clear, and therefore they're looking for an exit at any opportunity that they can find one that might make sense where they can go back and restart. They can wind up on a new team. They can get a fresh perspective with a different set of players. And to your point, a new environment and a new scenery where you can take the expertise you have, which clearly Sean Payton has, and reuse it somewhere else. And so, you know, for him to be talking about the idea of the Rams, be able to talk about the Broncos and what he might be able to do if he were to go to another team, I think that's appealing to a lot of people. But until Mickey Loomis actually says to another team, he's available, we'd trade him for this and you can have him. Until he actually does that, all it is great rumor mill fodder and great discussion points on the NFL Network.
Right.
And that's it.
That's what Drew Brees is essentially referred to as well. He said this seems to happen every year.
Mm-hmm.
You believe it when you see it, basically.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of that goes on. It's just funny that we think about the fact that it takes place with coaches as well as what you would expect out of players.
A lot of young guys available on the coaching market. Not a lot of veterans.
Absolutely.
Demand for Peyton is high.
42 minutes after the hour, Nate Lundy, Sean Drotar, SB Nation Radio.